So what's on your mind today?
We're at the beginning of the year and we're marching into 2021. So we delivered
I feel like
our...
we...
Go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to say, I feel like, you know, as a team, we feel like we're in a good place with Supernova right now and kind of what the plan is moving forward. I think we're kind of excited to really dive into it this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're kind of like starting the process all over again, going through the accounts, so who deserves that Supernova attention and who, you know, where do we make capacity for these other accounts that will be coming in September. So we're kind of right where we were this time last year, starting it all over again, but at least with a much bigger leg up.
Yeah, and a real knowledge of what it takes to service the clients and what the effect of the service is too. Rob, how about you?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I'm the same thing. I'm energized, ready to go. So I think we have a good plan going forward, and the year started out good already. We've got the pipeline is kind of filled a little bit right now. So we have some good things happening.
That's great. Jen, how about you?
Sorry, I'm a little late.
It's okay.
Michelle and I were doing a call with a client.
You can do two things. You can tell me what's on your mind, and then you can start in with planning.
I would agree with everybody else. I think we have a good process in place, especially taking on another book. We've already been through having to let go of some accounts and then prioritize other accounts for more frequent contact, which has really helped, I think, with our firm goals too, of reaching clients on a periodic basis. So that's already baked into the process. Planning, we reached 19% in December. And that was even taking our foot off the gas a little bit. Rob and I decided kind of in the middle of the month to ease up a little bit because of the holidays. And we still reached 19%. Plans monitored, so I'm proud of that. And then on our business planning call with Tim.
Where were you the year before?
We weren't measuring
okay.
a year before. We started this process in September, and we were at 11% in September.
Great. Way to go.
Yes. So we went from 11 until to almost 20. So I think that's pretty good progress we made.
It's 100%.
Yeah. Our Great. Goal this year is 45%
Great.
By the end of 2021.
What was our goal, did you say, Jen?
45.
The goal I outlined was 45.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's about 30 more plans a month.
Well, I think we'll get there because the book we're taking over has pretty much no planning whatsoever, and they're killing our numbers. So once we get that within our system, I think we'll be fine, and I think we'll uncover more assets that way. We'll be able to determine, hey, do they stay, do they go, and what degree of level of service we're going to give them.
That's terrific. Can you handle it all, Jen?
Sure. Well, we have a wealth advisory associate who does the legwork of the plans, builds the plans, and then we refine it and present it to the client. And then Matt also suggested, and something we've talked about, you know, before, but really putting in place this year, doing financial plans for the butlers and kind of the next generation clients, but a more simplified version. That will help increase our percentage and also create engagement with those younger clients.
That's great. That's really smart. One of the issues that I'm finding is real is the issue of one of the spouses not knowing what's going on. Okay. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I'd like you to make that part of your planning initiative this year is to, give a score to each client in terms of their spouse's ability to take over and manage the life of the family. If something would happen with the other spouse.
I like that. I've used that before, Rob, especially years ago when we were starting to convert our book to more managed, because I've said it, we've got a couple cowboys out there that, you know, they have a good handle on everything. But once we bring the wife, and I'm not just picking on the wife, it works both ways. But when we say to them, hey, what happens if something happens to you? Can your wife do what you're doing? The answer is always no. So we say, how about we take this amount percentage? Let's put this in a couple of our managers. Let them manage the funds. And, oh, by the way, let's keep a portion that you want to be a cowboy on. We'll keep doing that. But with the idea that if you're not here anymore, the surviving spouse is going to, and it's easier for us too. It's a lot easier conversation.
I would say with the exception of widows or widowers or divorcees, I don't think I've presented a plan this year to just one of the spouses without both being present.
I think, Brian, that's a critical step. I think the second step is, where are you two if something would happen to one of you in terms of your confidence to do this?
Right.
Okay.
Well, hopefully they say, well, that's why we have you.
Yeah, but that's not a good answer. Okay. It's really not a good answer because you don't want either of them to feel as though they are lost in space. Okay.
Right.
So let's kind of brainstorm for a minute about what you could do to bring that. I mean, it's really an education issue, right? And a comfort issue. And the last thing you want is a client to say, hey, Rob, you've got it. I don't know anything about what you're doing. You got everything. That's a lawsuit looking for a place to happen. Or the kids come along and go, why did you do this for Dad? He didn't have a clue. Okay. Not good from a compliance point of view. You want those clients educated. And you want them on those 1242s to acknowledge the fact that you're doing what you're doing. Really important, guys. So you obviously bring every spouse into the two in-person meetings, right? All right, yeah. So that's an easy one. You might consider other things like having an educational forum for spouses. Okay. Once a month, you run an educational forum for spouses. And you make it clear. The reason I bring this up, I had a guy, I was playing golf with him the other day. And he's a, you know, he's retired and he's done very, very well. And he's on the board with me. So he hears, for the last 2 years, he's hearing me, you know, talk about the investment process, and we monitor Northern Trust, who's managing the money and all that, and kind of keep their feet to the fire. And you can imagine that I know what I'm doing. So it's good. I mean, the guy loves the fact that we're fully engaged, but he said, my wife would have, she has no interest. I pay all the bills. Mm-hmm. If something would happen to me, she would not have a clue. I've got a good team, but they're not solving my most important problem.
Right.
Okay. Now it's his problem, but he doesn't know what to do with it. Right. So if you said to him, you know what, we're going to run an educational forum starting with simple stuff for spouses to get comfortable with the investment process. I'd love for you to sign her up. So you just do a Zoom call once a month or once every 2 weeks or something, and you introduce topics that are important for them to understand. What is a two-part right. rule? You know, what's an A-B trust? What is, you know, what are these things? And you're not talking down to them. And Jen, if you could run it, it'd be terrific. Okay? And just put together the agenda and you'd be surprised. I will bet you, you'll get a pretty heavy sign up and I'll bet you, you'll get referrals for it.
Good idea. I know that's one thing we talked about before. I've had Melissa work with clients to do bill pay, automated bill pay on the system. So that way, and Melissa's our assistant, right. but it takes a little bit of time, but it locks the clients in. So again, that's where that would be a good alternative to say to the clients, hey, let's do an automated bill pay, and then we'll teach your wife how to eventually do that.
Right.
Or husband.
You know, but I was working just like you guys and you gals. I mean, you can't do it all. So either somebody else did it for me or I don't think I would have got done. You know, so Marcia's always done everything, paid all the bills. I manage the investments, but she pays all the bills. But she knows what everything is going on. You know, we have family meetings and, because we have a family foundation. So we have family meetings. We have investment meetings for the family. So it's a great way to get the family engaged. But you know, what's a family foundation? What's the difference between that and a community foundation? Why would you do one versus the other? I just think you'd come up with some really good topics that would be, helpful to your entire the entire group of your clients. I mean, I'm not bringing this up. This is a client brought it up, right? So if a client right. brought it up, it's probably pretty pervasive as an issue. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress a little, but I think that's in the area of education and planning that can be very helpful.
I mean, is that something we should take a temperature of first, that so it doesn't appear insulting? You know, maybe on one of our monthly calls, we were just saying, hey, we're thinking about putting together, you know, a couple of workshops for spouses who might not be quite involved as much as they probably should be in case something were to happen to you. You know, if we're primarily talking to the one, you know, maybe something like that instead of just making assumptions.
You know, one of the most popular meetings that we ever had at my former firm, Merrill Lynch, was when we did a benefits analysis for the spouses. So we went back through.
You're talking about employee benefits.
Correct. People at the firm had no clue what they had. You know, why do you want
to do it for actually, you did it for your employee spouses.
Right.
Okay.
So it would be the spouses for my employees. So we'd have a meeting like, you know, on a Saturday and they'd have a meeting and I'd bring in the HR people and my operations people and I'd teach the spouses what they had for benefits. You know, how does it all work? Something would happen to your husband or your wife. What would you do? What's a disability? How much is it? Why would you take supplemental disability? Why does that make sense? When does that kick in? So it's a great thing. And you could do that for companies, by the way. Let's say you're completely engaged with a particular niche, right? Armstrong. And you said, well, let's have a benefit analysis for the spouses of Armstrong employees and teach them what they've got. You'd be surprised.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they don't know.
I like that twist. Yeah, I like that twist on that because we could do it for a couple local companies with the idea it's just for the, it's for the spouses. But, of course, both of them are going to show up.
There, yeah, there is some. Most people don't really know until they need it, right? Nobody knows really when disability kicks in and how much they have and exactly, you know.
There is something out there, Rob, too. A couple of years ago, we did it 2 years in a row. It went over so well for clients. It's called, I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called the Family Love Letter. It's a booklet. And that actually went over real well because it kind of, it was not only for spouses, it was for eventually for them to do for the kids. And then the idea was we'd get to know the kids too. So.
Yeah, it's a, those are, I mean, those are great things that you can pull together with, you know, in the Zoom world. And, you know, it's no more complicated than doing this. So,
yeah,
you know, you can you just kind of put that, I mean, it's a little brainstorming, but, you know, we're always looking, how do you get an audience, right? I mean, you guys are going to do marketing initiatives, seminars. We love to do them in person, but what about, you know, what, how are you going to build an audience on Zoom when everybody's so busy? Well, maybe those are, I kind of like the benefits thing even more than I like the idea of, you know, how do you, what are stocks and bonds, right? So.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's go.
That would actually be, that would be a good idea to do benefits in October or something. Like when they're coming around to redo benefits for the next year.
Yeah, you can put that on your calendar of marketing ideas and make that a regular recurring calendar item.
Well, and you don't have to become an expert either because you just drag in one of the HR people from the company.
Yeah, and if you are an expert, it does help. I mean, it sounds like it's just not that hard to be an expert. I mean, there's only so many questions. And if you guys have been dealing with these over the years, you know, you had people go out on disability. You probably know more than the HR director at this point.
Yeah. We are experts on that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some experience with that.
Yeah, you don't want to, but it's, you know, when it actually ends up happening, you're like, okay, what was that exactly?
We could have Michelle. Michelle was telling me how much free time she has, so maybe that's something Michelle can do, you know, to coordinate that here.
In the next couple of weeks, Matt has a lot of free time coming up. So he should be appointed that task.
The delegator in chief has spoken.
Robin is all his good ideas. He's so fun. Let's just hang up on him. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, okay. Let's talk about implementation. Nice job, Jen, on the planning. Way to go. Implementation. I got both Rob and Matt on that one. Who's running that?
Well,
I think I'm kind of the
guy that's doing all the work.
Matt, okay.
All right, go to Matt.
Yeah, so right now, I think we've talked about it before with you, Rob. We're kind of in the process of rolling out our cardinal investment models. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on putting those together, but also aligning them. We've got this great new, almost like a risk assessment platform with, it's called Aladdin. I'm not sure if we've talked about that on here with you, but we've been trying to kind of combine the two to be able to, you know, really create strong portfolios that we're eventually going to start to shift some of our clients towards, but then also, we're also trying to set it up so we can use it for some asset gathering as well. and to be able to basically do a risk analysis of some of our prospects' accounts or portfolios that they have, or maybe even, for example, some clients who have other assets elsewhere that we already have. It's a good way of kind of, you know, getting our foot in the door with some additional opportunities.
Great. Great. You got your 24-month calendar and all that going?
We do. Michela has been running the calendar, so I don't know if you want to take that one, Michela.
Yeah, we have the 24-month calendar. We have next year or this year all scheduled out on a monthly basis. And I think we spoke about this before. We're tying it into our NBA system, which is periodic emails to the clients on different topics. So it's been nice. For instance, on Monday, we have one scheduled for their tax information mailing timeframes, so they don't call in so much. And so when we make our Supernova calls this month, we're going to be addressing that plus the topic of the month, which is our outlook, Mike Wilson's outlook for 2021, Lisa Shallett. So I believe it's running smoothly. Clients like it. So we are good with the monthly calendar.
Good. So you're getting some feedback on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We've also been hitting that with a lot of social media, not necessarily direct emails, because we don't want to overwhelm them unless it's very relative, but social media is easy, like LinkedIn and, our Facebook page and posting periodically. So yes.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Rob.
Good feedback from it.
Hey, unfortunately, I have a one of those manager things I have to do that's rather unpleasant at 3:30, so I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes. But I just wanted to let you know that we presented our 2021, basically our business plan, to Tim and the Complex team on Friday. And we went around the horn using the five-star model as a way to have everybody presenting in their area. So I thought that you would get a kick out of that. But that went very well. I've sat through a few of them where Tim was doing a lot more to talking than the FAs, and we kind of turned the tables on that. So
way to go. That's good. How did it feel?
Good.
Yeah, I thought it went well.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
We were very prepared. Bryant got us all prepared.
Well, I mean, good going, guys. That's great. Now, think about doing that for a prospect. Okay?
Yeah.
Think about presenting that to a center of influence. Right? Do the same thing. Not the business plan, but the roles and responsibilities, right, and how you work together and accountability and all that stuff. That's wonderful. That will impress the heck out of anybody. They all wish they had that, right? Monthly meetings with the teammates. Brian, is that working? Are you doing that?
Not on a regular basis. Okay. We're checking in with each other we're checking each other in on each other unofficially, but
I'm in contact more with everyone individually. Pretty much. I think they get tired from hearing from me. But I know Jen and
that's
I did
because
things
calling to ask them to do something.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm trying to help out.
Here's the thing, guys. It really works. Okay. You look for what's working, Rob. What are other teams doing that's working? The folders and the individual monthly meeting with each teammate works. Okay. It says, I care about you. I know what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. It may seem as though it's an intrusion or it's going to take time. Ask them. They'll say, no, I really, who likes it? Your teammates like it. It's hard for you as the leaders to do it. Now you don't have to, one guy doesn't have to do it. You can split it up and half of you do, after the other. But the point is, right. is to do it. Do it. Take the time, take a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour with each member of your team once a month and go through their goals, roles and responsibilities, personal goals, and what they're trying to do, personal and professional goals. They will value it. You'll be their mentor and their coach, and that's what they want from you. And I'm telling you that from other teams that are doing it and how much the team solidifies under that and how much they all appreciate it. Okay?
I think it's a good idea.
You mean as much as we as much as just think, if Tim would do that once a month with you, how would you feel about it? Would that be too much trouble for you? No.
That'd be enjoyable. Yeah.
It'd be enjoyable. It'd be helpful. You'd love that. You build a relationship with him. You'd look right? forward to it like a friend. Okay. So it works. So I, you're doing great. That's one little piece I'm hearing that isn't quite perfect, but let's get perfect. Now, this is our ninth month. So.
And Rob, I've got to leave. I'm going to have to leave. So, thank you for everything and we'll catch you down the road. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. So, it's up to you guys. Some teams want to break. Some teams want to continue once a month as that having that accountability coach. It's up to you guys. We're really busy and happy, but we like you and would love to continue with you. So it's up to you if you'd like. It does work. You know, some teams I've coached for years and years, and I think they do better. Some teams I coach, and then they call me up and say, we got two new team members. Would you coach us again? And I coach them all over again. So it's kind of up to you guys. It's not very expensive. Once a month we meet. So it's just like these 9 month things. And it's like $4,000 or $5,000. So it's not a big chunk of money, but you know, it's worth it. I think
I mean, I think we got a lot out of this. I mean, that's something we can take back, talk about. You know, I know, like I said, I know we got a lot of things to process, which is good. And, hey, I think that's something maybe we can circle back down the road and do again, because I think we're going to need it. So, like I said, I'm open later on to it. So absolutely. We'll keep talking. So. Yeah.
No, good. I'm glad you guys have done very well. It's a lot to digest in a short year. So congratulations. And, you know, I think you're a heck of a good team. You were a good team before we started. I think you're a better team now. So okay.
We appreciate everything. I definitely got a lot out of it. So thank you, Rob.
All right, Rob. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. It was fun working with you all. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rob.
Take care. Yep. See you later, Rob. Bye.
Bye-bye, Rob.